The violence that broke out at Kansas City's Super Bowl celebration left more than 20 people injured, many of them children, according to police. The one fatality was an adult woman. Lisa Lopez Galvan was 43 years old and a popular DJ. Frank Morris of member station KCUR is here to tell us more about her. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Juana.
Frank, I want to start by talking about Lisa Lopez Galvan's excitement for the Super Bowl and the festivities. She was among the thousands of people who showed up there to celebrate. And I understand she was talking about that on her radio show, right?
That's right. Lopez Galvan was the co-host of a popular and chatty North Texas music show here called A Taste of Tejano on KKFI. Here's the show from Tuesday, the day before the Super Bowl victory parade. She was really excited for the parade.
I'm glad it's here. I'm glad it's in Kansas City again.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And that just means we did it, and that's just setting the bar for another one next year.
Because exactly.
We know that Galvan was 43 years old. What else can you tell us about her, Frank?
Well, she was married with two children, and she DJed wedding parties all over the area, too. On her Facebook page, there's a clip of her promoting an upcoming event.
Join us this Friday and Saturday as we celebrate Rudy Tenampa Taqueria's 30th anniversary. You heard that right.
And that's the kind of work that DJs do. You know, they become part of the community. And by all accounts, Lopez Galvan was a very community-minded person. She was the youngest of four kids in a very musical family. A profile of her in the local newspaper, the Kansas City Hispanic News, says her father, Beto Lopez, is a locally famous Tejano musician and bandleader, and that he got her into music. Stuff like this selection she played on the radio just Tuesday.
Damas y caballeros, de parte de todos los miembros del grupo Momento, es un gran honor and with great respect que le traemos un poquito.
It sounds like, Frank, from what you've been able to learn about her since her death, that she sounds like an incredibly vibrant, energetic person.
Yeah, and people loved her. Manny Abarca, a county legislator here, says she was just a pillar of the community.
Lisa was an incredible soul. I oftentimes sit across from her and watch the beaming smile of hers cower over as we talked on her radio show. She is a local legend because she's a cultural icon to us in Kansas City. She's at all the fiestas. She's regularly volunteering her DJ services at community events. Her legacy will be missed.
Frank, what is happening with the investigation into her death, the wounding of so many others, many of them children?
Today we learned that there were two of the three people detained were minors, and that the shooting erupted over some kind of disagreement. It wasn't political. It wasn't terrorism. We still don't know what kind of weapons the shooters used. It's an active investigation. Of the juvenile shooting victims, three are still in inpatient care at Children's Mercy Hospital, but six have been discharged, along with three that had other kinds of injuries. This has been a terrible time for the city, and some people wonder if big events like the one yesterday are just a bad idea. I mean, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says they're going to keep right on happening.
We have a plan for a St. Patrick's Day parade in Kansas City. We have parades all the time. I don't think they'll end.
Lucas mentioned that the last big event that drew a million people to downtown Kansas City with the Royals World Series parade in 2015, there were hardly any arrests, let alone a shooting. The mayor says he's going to contact Lisa Lopez Galvan's brother, who's a community leader in Kansas City, says he'll be reaching out to him soon.
That's KCUR's Frank Morris. Frank, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Juana.